Blog Talk Radio.
Success requires knowledge, endurance, and determination. The race is not for the swift, but for those who will endure. Welcome to the kickstart for your week of many achievements. This is the Coaching for Success Show with the Chief Visionary, Natasha Davis-Bowen. What's your question?
My goodness. Well, good morning. Good morning to you. And what do I say but Happy New Year. My goodness, this is your Chief Visionary here on Coaching for Success. I am so excited about this day because this is the first Monday in the year. Isn't that awesome? We all made it. We made it all the way through. We went ahead and we pressed forward. And one of the things I have to say, I thank God for giving me another day to share this opportunity, to share this day, to just be given a chance to do exactly what I love to do. What I want to tell you is that this is the year of abundance. So as you're going forward and you're looking to do greater things and just really achieve many more things, now is the time to be very strategic, very systematic about what it is that you are searching to do. You want to make sure that you are clearly outlining your goals, outlining what it is that you want to do, what do you need to do. Oftentimes we forget to take care of the needs, you know, the things that we need to actually accomplish. So that is something that I want to impress on you. Make sure that you are outlining. No more leaving this stuff in your brain. Empty your brain. Empty your brain and get to a place where you are allowing yourself to really outline your success, to take your success by force. You have to be focused. You have to be determined. You have to actually have a plan. You have to have a plan to succeed, because without a plan, you're planning to fail. Okay, so that's what I want to share with you. Make sure that you remember that we have some really awesome things going on. So if you have not visited the website, please do so. Please do so. And that is www.visionarypeoplearise.com. Make sure that you go on, see what you have available to you. We're doing a lot of great things this year. We're going to be opening up some more opportunities and just really get into a place where we're reaching out to the public a lot more, because we are really going in to coach people into their success. We also have our Target 1000 campaign. Please join us on our Target 1000 campaign. We're going to drink more Java and create more survivors. We have connected with the American Cancer Society by way of our healthy coffee that we provide. So we are providing healthy coffee, and at the same time, we're now taking proceeds from each purchase of the healthy coffee to give into the American Cancer Society to spread the news, to spread more information, to get more awareness, and we're celebrating those survivors, okay? So please join us on our Coaching for Success. We're here. We're doing our Target 1000 campaign. We're really excited about it. All right, so what else is going on real quick? Like I said, today we at 3 p.m. we have our business conference call. We're going into the OG boardroom where opportunity meets victory. You want more information about that, just shoot us an email and we'll send you all the login information. It's a conference call at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as well as 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to that junction. We're going to cross that junction where opportunity meets victory. Send your email request to seminars with an S at visionarypeoplearise.com. You'll get the information to join us on that conference call today. Well, today I'm really excited. We have a special guest on tonight, this morning, I should say. This young lady here it's probably not what you would think you would have on Coaching for Success, but she is best suited for that. She coaches people into mathematical success. And as you all remember, that's what Coaching for Success is about, getting you to a point of success. And remember, success is not always what we think it is. There's a lot of people out there that's trying to do the things they need to do. I want to tell you that she helped coach me to my success with my mathematical journey. I don't know if you guys are following me on Facebook, but I'm going back into the education realm. Yes, the Chief Visionary is going back to school for higher education, and I reached out to this individual to coach me to my mathematical success, and it was phenomenal. I tell you what, I passed the test. How about that? That's the proof in the pudding. Well, right now we have Miss Sandra Carter. Miss Sandra Carter is not only a phenomenal woman and a woman of God, she is also a very dedicated woman to whatever she's doing. She's helping hundreds and hundreds of people reach their point of success in their mathematical journey. Oftentimes people don't realize that it's those little things that stop you from pressing forward, because I tell you, if I did not get through this math journey, I would not be accepted into the program that I'm in right now. So without further ado, Ms. Sandra Carter, are you here with us?
Good morning, Chief Visionary. Happy New Year to you.
Well, Happy New Year to you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is the year of abundance. Are you ready for your for that abundance that we have coming up?
Absolutely, yes.
Awesome, awesome. Well, I want to make it publicly known that I thank the math lady for getting me through my math journey.
My pleasure.
To my point of success, I was a mess. I mean, you know, I'm pretty open and I'm transparent. You know, guys, I was nauseous. I was like ready to pass out. And she's like, okay, calm down. Wait a second. What's going on? I've never seen you like this before. This is ridiculous. I tell you, but I want to tell people that this is why I chose to have you on, because you are really coaching people to another level of success. And I tell you, without the mathematical, you know, being able to pass that, me getting to my next point would not have been possible. So why don't we just jump in and let's just talk about a little bit about what it is that Sandra Carter, the math lady, is doing for hundreds and hundreds of people. What are you providing to people?
At this point, we have come up with workshops for kids to help them to get over the fear of math. We have workshops that use realistic problems to explain math, to talk about things that kids are interested in, such as shopping and sports and what have you. Mm-hmm. We have already produced last year, which you were a very strong supporter of, the Fun Interactive Math Workshops in September, and our first SAT Math Boot Camp in October. We're going to have another round of workshops this winter. The Fun Interactive Math Workshop will be held Saturday, February the 5th, at the Centerville Community Center in Snellville, Georgia, from 1 to 2 p.m. The target audience is 3rd through 10th graders. We'll give them a math skills evaluation, the workshop packet, and an autographed copy of How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. The investment is $40 for this one-hour workshop.
Wow, that's really nothing. I mean, for an investment of that, you're getting an hour worth of information that's really going to take you
exactly
to a whole nother level. And that is, you know, that's unheard of. I mean, to be tutored to this level for only $40, that's a steal. That's an absolute steal. And getting your kids and yourselves, I should say, out of this box of fear. So definitely, how to get over fear of math. That's the most appropriate title one would have. Sandra Carter has also written the book, How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. Sandra, when you're actually pretty much you're coaching these individuals, you are coming directly out of your book. And what I found to be most phenomenal was that I didn't need to bring several books with me. Everything I needed was in this book. I mean, every single thing. I even took it with me and studied it and highlighted and got key tips. When you're coaching individuals utilizing this book, what has been the response you've gotten, the success rate in it, coming from How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math?
It's quite interesting you ask that question, because we gave evaluations to the students and their parents after they attended the workshops. And in regard to the book, a lot of the parents said that they have a better understanding to help their own children during study time. Mm-hmm. And one parent mentioned that their daughter already uses it as a reference tool and she loves it.
Powerful.
We also had a student who said that when his mom doesn't know how to help him, he can use the book and help himself. He finds it to be a good source of review and reference
yes.
tool.
That is great. That's great. I 100% agree, because definitely when I had to prepare myself for the work and the test and everything, I went straight to it. One of the things that I love the most is not really the shortcuts, but you teach the full-fledged right way. You're very patient on top of that. You teach the full-fledged right way, and then you show, well, here's a simpler way that you could have done it, but in order for you to get there, you had to learn the right way. I love the divisibility test.
Yes.
I love that, because that helped me a lot. And the bow tie method. The bow tie method is something that I used, and I was like, oh, my God, all this time. I can't believe it.
Save
what
a lot
is the
of
world?
Time on your test and earn more points.
It was really a blessing. So with that being said, as you're preparing for the boot camp, as you're preparing for, of course, continuing to disperse this powerful book, you are actually working on something else, another level where you're going to be able to reach thousands and thousands of people. Share with us about your tapings that you're doing. What's going on with
okay.
that?
I want to share with you that we'll have, for the first time, the Math Lady DVD.
Wonderful.
And exactly. We have a lot of folks who enjoy reading the book, but there are some people who are more visual.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the video that shows students embracing math with fun, realistic math examples. You'll learn, after you watch this video, how to tackle word problems with football. You learn how to calculate percentage increase and decrease while shopping in the mall. If you ever had a situation where you saw a pair of jeans that were $100, a sign said 30% off,
mm-hmm.
you have maybe $60 in your pocket, can you afford these jeans? When you watch this video, you will know if you can afford these jeans and be able to buy a snack in the mall. You also learn how to run circles around decimals and fractions, and you'll benefit by gaining confidence to dispel myths about math. And one of the myths that I really like to dispel is girls can't do math. I think that's the silliest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Right.
So your game tools to help yourself with your own math homework.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to relate math problems to everyday life. And mostly you'll feel less intimidated. So if anyone would like to see a sample video clip, they can visit our website
mm-hmm.
and see what it's all about. And if they want to pre-order the DVD, they will receive a 20-minute free session with the Math Lady. So you can look at the video clip at www.math1on1.net. That's M-A-T-H, the number one, O-N, the number one, .net.
That is powerful. I love that. I mean, because you're now taking it to another level, because you realize the need of so many people, and you're absolutely right. My goodness, the Math Lady is going to have an app on iPhone soon.
I'm looking forward to it. That would be wonderful.
Look what's coming.
More ideas.
We need to just go ahead and speak that into being. That's a done deal. Yes, but with everything being so, of course, technology-driven and so forth, why not? Math Lady needs an app on iPhone. When the kids are there and they're on their iPhone anyway at school for work purposes or whatever, and they need to be studying, and they need to find up a tip and log on and catch this. So, yeah, absolutely. We're going to speak that right in. That's a done deal.
I love it.
Done deal.
The other thing I want to make mention of.
Yes.
is the SAT Math Bootcamp. We had that one for the first time last year. We had a lot of positive results from that. And that'll be held Saturday, February the 26th at the Centerville Community Center. And what we do with at boot camp is in 6 hours, we have a comprehensive review of all the math skills that they need to do well on the math portion of the SAT. They'll get the boot camp packet. They'll learn concepts, math concepts, as well as strategies and how to avoid the traps, because there are many traps in the math portion of the SAT. We'll teach the young people how to avoid all of these traps and how to effectively use their time, because you have maybe 54 problems and you have 70 minutes. That's not a lot of time, so you really can't approach this test the same way you approach a test in school.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also get an autographed copy of How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. And for this 6-hour boot camp, it's an investment of $150.
Perfect. I think that is phenomenal. You're getting a book, you're getting tutoring, you're getting hands-on on how to really take this particular moment in your life and excel in it. And that is what we're all about. Thank you so much for joining us here with Sandra Carter on Coaching for Success. If you have any questions for Sandra or comments, please give us a call, 626-213-5784. Press the number 1. Let us know you have something to say, and Sandra will be more than happy to answer your questions. One of the things that I want to highlight, though, Sandra, is though we're talking about kids a lot, you actually help all age groups. You go across the spectrum of the ages, the spectrum of the educational level, academically positioned, and you're helping many, many, many people. What, besides me, what was the worst case that you saw that you were able to, you know, when we say, you know, you enjoy the fruits of your labor, the labor that you put into somebody, and you will actually come back and see, oh, my God, look how great this person is, like a math whiz now. What was the best, that best moment?
I can recall a young, very young lady who I'll just say is very loquacious. We'll just put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
She would quite often take us off the subject. So it was challenging to keep her on track. She had a few behavioral problems in school and at home. But after taking a lot of effort to rein her in and keep her on task, she was able to go from making 60s in class to making 80s in class.
Powerful.
Yes, so very, very happy for that. I feel really blessed by God to be put in a position to impact the lives of young people and help our young people get over the fear of math.
Yeah,
it's really a blessing.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that very much. So for those that are on right now, and what seems to be the biggest challenges that we're facing right now, if you were going to just kind of say, well, listen, I know that these are some of the things that some people are facing, how are you going to deal with it? What would you say, what's the quickest way to deal with fractions? Oftentimes people don't realize, you've said it, I've heard it when I went to do my math exam and so forth, people get tripped up the most on fractions. And I don't think a lot of people realize it. If you want to say tackling the addition, subtraction, multiplication, division of fractions, what are some of the key tips you want to give in relation to here's the best way to address fractions?
The first thing I would do is concentrate on my decimals and fractions, as you're saying, and put the calculator away. The calculator.
Oh, Lord, let's not talk
yes,
about the calculator.
Put it away. It has to be put away. There's a time and a place for calculators. Definitely, my background is in computers, so we definitely need high-tech tools. I can't denounce the calculator for all reasons, but for the basic stuff, we need to put it away because we need to understand, can we do these simple tasks? We have many young people in high school who can't do arithmetic with decimals and fractions, and quite often that is because they've been depending on the calculator.
Mm-hmm.
If you give yourself an evaluation that's in how to help parents and kids get over the fear of math, then you will know if you have an area of improvement in decimals or an area of improvement in fractions. But don't depend on the calculator. Use your brain, because quite often your brain will work faster than your fingers can press the keys on a calculator. There's a time and a place for it, but in the early years, there's not much place for it. Let's put it away and put it in its proper place.
Okay.
Can you buy into that, Chief Visionary?
I had to buy into it because I was not permitted to touch the calculator. And, yes, the Chief Visionary was under some serious monitoring. I wasn't
it's
allowed
all
to touch the calculator.
Visionary.
Yeah, but you know what? I enjoyed it because I can honestly say I have a much greater respect and understanding and just a I don't want to say a passion for it, but I have a greater respect and understanding for it and the place that it now holds in everything that we do. Super congratulations to you for your Atlanta Journal-Constitution article that you had
Thank
in the
you.
Atlanta newspaper on November, I believe it was November 28th. And how exactly did that go for you? Tell me a little bit how that transpired for you. You were minding your own business and so we need the math lady.
The benefit to that was my pastor, New Mercies Christian Church, Pastor Jesse Kearney, announced our workshops. And there was a member of the media in the audience. She reached out to me, and she wanted to do an interview on me. Came to the fun, interactive math workshop that was held on September 18th. Took lots of pictures and covered the event. She interviewed me, got a lot of information about my personal background and methods for working with young people, and published a story that came out in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
I tell you what, congratulations.
It's a good thing to be in the right place, the right time, and have a good support system.
Yes, and, you know, that just means a lot more. That's the support system, which is very, very important, that you need a support system, and it's more beneficial to have a support system. And if you can't find a support system in Section A, I'd advise you to move over to Section B, because if you're trying to keep cultivating support in an area that's not going to support you, then just move on.
That's
just
right.
Move
I've
on.
Heard before, if you keep hearing no, you're not talking to the right person.
I tell you the truth. It's something that you have to be attentive to and be aware of, because if you're not, you'll be wasting time trying to cultivate something somewhere that's not going to go. We can't keep trying to put a triangle into a circle and so forth, right?
Exactly.
So with that is powerful. So with that being said, let's go over what's happening. February 5th, February 26th, the website, the video. Let's go ahead and recap.
Oh, wonderful. The Fun Interactive Math Workshop will be held Saturday, February the 5th, 2011, at the Centerville Community Center, 3025 Bethany Church Road in Snellville, Georgia. The time is 1 to 2 p.m. The audience is 3rd through 10th graders. The SAT Math Boot Camp will be held Saturday, February 26th, 2011, at the Centerville Community Center. The time is 12:30 to 6:30 p.m. The Fun Interactive Math Workshop is $40 per student. The SAT Math Boot Camp is $150 per student.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so we also have our, we can go purchase the book.
You can purchase it online at www.math1on1.net, M-A-T-H, the number one, O-N, the number one, .net. You can purchase it online.
Perfect, perfect. Now, our book here has actually crossed over some borders. We're in international territory. We're helping people across. Are we going to be translating the book in another language soon?
That was something that we concentrated on previously. That's something we may have to do. Spanish would be the next language that we choose. But right now, if you look on the .com websites in Germany, India, the UK, and in France, it is available.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So if you're going to leave someone, say someone's out there, they're a math tutor. Say they're a math tutor or they are looking for a math tutor. What are some of the things that are mandatorily that should be provided, that should be given? If I'm going to be a math tutor, what should I be making sure that I cover in this time? you know, for now, that I need to make sure I'm helping the people the right way. And on the other side, if I'm looking for a math tutor, what are some of the things I definitely need to be paying attention to, looking for, to make sure I'm getting the best?
Part one of the question, if you want to be a math tutor, make sure you know your basics. Make sure you can function effectively without a calculator.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to also be good in math, but you have to have a passion for working with working with young people. One of those requirements is almost as important as the other.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you have your reference books. You definitely need reference books.
Mm.
Remember that you can't remember every formula. I cannot remember every calculus formula. I cannot remember every trig formula.
Right.
But I work with math enough to give me an idea of what formula I may need to use, and I can use my reference books. So
okay,
in summation, know how to do the basics, know how to operate without a calculator, have a love for what you do, have a love for working with young people, and have your reference books. And if you're a parent and you have a young person who needs help with math, and if you're not in a position where you can help your young person, I have to say that I was very fortunate. I had very supportive parents who are very supportive today, made sure that I had all of the help that I needed. If they couldn't help me with my schoolwork, they went and found someone who could help me.
Wow.
The first thing I would suggest that you do is have your child evaluated, either by the teacher or by a tutor, or you can use evaluation that's in How to Help Parents and Kids Get Over the Fear of Math. You want to find out what the child knows and what the child does not know. That way you can come up with a roadmap to get them where they need to be. We don't want to be in a situation where you have a child in 11th grade who can't do arithmetic with decimals and fractions, because that means they probably cannot count change.
Yeah.
If the cash register is broken, you don't want anyone to be able to cheat you out of your change.
She doesn't need all that change.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want to be in that position. Make sure you know the basics.
Mm-hmm.
So those would be my recommendations.
Excellent. Well, again, please log on to www.math1on1.net. That's math, number one, O-N, number one, .net. A lot of information there for you. Ms. Sandra Carter, who's known as the Math Lady, not only does she help with the tutoring portion for our young people, but she's also able to help with the college placements, SATs, CRCT, the Georgia assessment?
Yes, the Georgia assessment
certification
for educators, the GACE exam.
Yes.
We
so
have a lot of persons
come
do
on
well
out.
In that exam.
Perfect. I love that. Now, with the summer enrichment programs, we got to reach out to them. We also know that when you go on to math1on1.net, you'll be able to tap into Ms. Sandra Carter. Please give them your email or another contact info, which of your preference?
You can contact me several ways. There's a website, www.math101.net, and the email, mathisfun@mathonon1.net.
You math would have to put that
is
math
fun, fun at M-A-T-H, the number one, O-N, the number one, dot net, or my Facebook fan page, The Math Lady.
Ah, yes.
Math is
yes.
fun, Chief Visionary. It is.
Yes. It is. Math is fun.
It
once
is.
I got over the hot, what do you call it, the hot flashes and the nausea, I was great. It was great. Definitely. Sandra, I have enjoyed the having you on the show as usual.
You
are
you
always
so
filled with
pleasure.
A wealth of information. I appreciate you. I thank you so much. I know that those that you have been positioned to bless, you have really done some phenomenal work in them, because you were positioned in to bless me, and I thank you for it. Make sure you guys tap into Sandra Carter, the Math Lady. She is phenomenal. Do not pass her by. If you are out of state, I know that she can help you. Don't worry. You don't have to be in the state of Georgia. Call her, email her. You guys will go ahead and figure something out. Okay?
Exactly.
But don't sit there and have to figure this out by yourself. You have someone that can help you. Log on to math1on1.net. Tap into Ms. Sandra Carter. Catch her on Facebook as well. Sandra, I thank you so much, and Happy New Year, and God bless you for the rest of this week, the whole year.
Thank you. Happy New Year. God bless you, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, family, that was Ms. Sandra Carter, the Math Lady. Please log on and see what she has available to you. She has a lot of information to provide for you. And I'm telling you, you don't have to sit in a place where you're fearful of math. Unfortunately, a lot of people are, and we don't have to be. Well, this was Coaching for Success. We'll see you next week. And until then, be productive, people, be progressive, and please be successful. I love you guys, and God bless.
Now your coach for success, your chief visionary, Natasha Davis-Bowen, wants you to be productive, be progressive, and be successful. Tune in next Monday at 9 a.m. for another edition of Coaching for Success. What's your question?